A friend of Mr. Harper's has texted him a beautiful picture of frost-covered dewy Arizona. You can, too. Send us a picture. Let us see what it's looking like up there, up north. And love this kind of a wet storm moving across Arizona. I was thinking it was a fairly non-destructive storm, but I guess the wind in certain areas picked up pretty aggressively.
Power outages, apparently, all over the valley yesterday in different places. Yeah.
Not quite as calm a storm as I experienced at my house. It seemed awfully nice. Just we had very little hail just for a few minutes the other day, right about noon, but just a great storm. Let's get back to the phones and welcome Frank calling from Tucson. Good morning, Frank. What's your question, my friend?
Hey, good morning, guys. Been listening to you for a long time. You guys are fantastic.
Thank you.
Listen, I have a huge tangerine tree that we planted it many years ago, 25 years ago. And it's in the back of our yard, and it's full of tangerines. The only problem is they came in quality this time. They didn't come in as good. Quantity, yes. We have hundreds of tangerines, but they usually are bigger, about the size of a golf ball, or a tennis ball. This year, they're a little bit bigger than a golf ball. And the frost and the cold weather there a few weeks ago got to them, but they're still eatable. But my question to you is, some of them are starting to fall on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is it better for me to take the rest of them off the tree? There's about 200 of them there.
Won't hurt the tree to leave them on. They're falling because they're getting past ripe.
Okay.
You know, so they will just start falling off.
I see.
But as far as the tree goes, it won't hurt at all. That's why they fall off. They've kind of formed a layer. They are no longer, you know, taking anything away from the tree, okay?
Right.
And they're just hanging there. So they will store better hanging outside on your tree than if you pick them, typically. So in most scenarios, we recommend you leave the fruit on the tree. Now, there is this little situation up here in the valley called roof rats that they encourage folks to, once the fruit is ripe, to pick it, harvest it, and that, but then you got to do something with all that fruit. You got to juice it, you know, eat it, give it away, whatever. So if you don't have the issue of roof rats and you don't mind picking a few fruit up off the ground now and then, it's probably better as far as a storage mechanism to leave it on the tree and pick it as you need it.
Frank, we appreciate the call. Let's see what Murphy's working on. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I live in a mobile home community in North Phoenix, and I've lived in this mobile home about 10 years, and there's a huge agave right next to my mobile home. I noticed a couple months ago, like a little sprout started growing on one side underneath, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden the whole plant is tipping to one side, and I noticed in the last couple weeks the leaves, or the agave, you know, leaves on the side where the sprout came up are turning brown.
Okay, so let's back up. You have an agave, and it's got a little pup coming off the side. Did the older plant or the mother plant have a bloom stalk come out of the middle of it?
No, I didn't.
Never
see
did.
One. It came like on the underneath side.
No. Not the new shoot. The new little plant that looks like, you've got a little plant that looks like the big plant growing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
But the big plant didn't have a bloom stalk, a stalk coming right out of the center of it?
Not that I noticed, no.
Okay. Well, it does sound like the mother plant is dying for whatever reason. Usually they will do that after they bloom. All agaves die, or the main plant dies, once it flowers. Okay, and then they reproduce themselves in different ways. Some agaves have pups or babies or shoots that come off and start at the ground around the plant that is dying. Some of the new plants are formed on that bloom stalk itself. And as that plant falls over, those then new plants are scattered to the ground, and then they start growing. Some produce seed, and they come back from seed. So what you probably just need to do is just dig up or remove that old plant and leave the new one, the little baby there, and it'll turn into the original, you know, into the same size as the original mother plant was.
And to recap our tip of the week?
proper planning. You know, we're talking about, you know, right-sizing or downsizing your home. Well, the same thing is included in your landscape. If you want to make sure that your trees are not too big, you're not having to prune too much, you know, then you need to make sure that you've got the right tree for the right place or the right plant for the right place.
Your newsletter a couple weeks ago had a link to somebody, was it the Nevada College or something, where he was pruning
Fruit trees, deciduous fruit trees, to keep them from having to be on a ladder to pick them. So, you know, by knowing how to prune and knowing when to prune, you can also keep fruit trees at the right size. Planting dwarf citrus rather than full-size citrus if you really don't have enough room. So knowing how big the plant gets, putting it in the right spot, knowing how to prune it, knowing how to maintain it, all of those things will help you keep your landscape in the right shape, form, and function so that it accents your house and cuts down on maintenance.
Join us next Saturday. We're going to be talking about planting is something. It is a great time in Arizona to plant just about anything that you want. It's a great time to get it established before the heat to come. So join us next Saturday, 8 o'clock. We'll be back in the garden landscape.
That wraps up another hour of the Lawn and Garden segment on the Rosie on the House show. Stay tuned for the House and Home Focus segment as we put away the pruners, pick up the paintbrushes, throw away the shovels, and break out the shim shingles. We'll cover everything from foundations, chimney caps, windows and countertops, to painting and plumbing, plus whatever project you're tackling at your house. We're ready to take your calls right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.